grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are familiar words to many of us. One of the more traditional greetings of our faith. The words of the Apostle Paul that he would often pen to a church, a congregation, a people of faith. And here in this exchange of the New Testament, this first sermon after resurrection morning, Jesus' welcome and greeting to his friends had that same word, peace be with you. You know, when we think of that word peace and how it encompasses our faith, God's greeting for us as his people, and the greeting we're encouraged to share with those around us. If we dig deeper and go back and have a better understanding of that Greek word that was originally translated into our language as peace, the Greek word is actually eirene, which means much more than simply an absence of conflict. It means a fullness of life, a prayerful blessing upon those who you extend your peace, a yearning and desire that they have fullness, complete joy spiritually, physically, mentally, relationally, emotionally, that every portion of their life will be filled in a way that it had not been before. That is the blessing that our Lord Jesus Christ extends to his friends on this holy encounter, their first meeting after the resurrection. And you know, I'm also, even as I'm comforted in those words of Jesus, I'm also a little troubled by what he also says. Now he makes this proclamation, and he said, as you forgive the world around you, they're forgiven. And if you don't forgive the world around you, well, they're not forgiven. But he says this, as he lays that question, that query before the disciples, should we forgive or shouldn't we forgive? Because he doesn't really state it plainly there, but here's what he does say in our text. He says this, as the Father sent me, so I send you. In other words, he answers the questions by saying, you know how I lived out the faith. You know how I shared love with those around me. You know how I embraced the sinner in all of us and helped grow the saint in us, more in the image of God. We are to be people of forgiveness. Jesus said, go, church, as God sent me, the Father, and I'm sending you as the Son. Go offering peace to the world around us. Friends, more than anything else, that is what our world is in dire need from today, from the church, is the voice of peace. Our love in the image of Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying at his resurrection. I have come back not simply to conquer death, as if that weren't enough, right? Jesus conquered death and destroyed it forever. But he came back to his disciples and said, now we have a mission, church. You as my followers should proclaim my love, my peace with the world around you. You know, it's so tempting, isn't it? In faith, to become defined, if we're not careful, about what we're against, what we're not. But more than that, what Jesus focused on the most was what he was for. He was for love. He was for peace. He was for proclaiming fullness in life that is found in no one else. You know, I don't know about you. Maybe there is a way to experience a full life in other ways, but I've not found it. For me, it was only in surrendering and embracing more the way of Christ in my journey that I found the true fullness of peace and joy in my existence on earth. You know, I'm convinced of this too. As Jennifer shared that reading from the Acts text, and we heard in our call to worship in Psalm 133, where our God also speaks of something else that's a part of peace. Not only peace within, Tommy, but peace without. They speak of unity in the church. That was the words that the psalmist said. When people live together, when the kindred live together in unity, it's like an ointment poured forth on the beard of Aaron. It's like dew from Mount Hermon. It rejoices and nurtures those around us when we're committed to be unified in the one who loves us more than anything that can separate us. Friends, I'm such a proponent of that. If we as Christian people will not lose sight of the main thing of our faith, that we are to proclaim Christ's love and peace to those around us, we will promote God's unity and love not only in what we say, but in what we do. And that is what makes our faith contagious. That's what's inspiring to the world around us. That is the balm that the psalmist spoke of that will bring healing, I truly believe, to our land, to our nation, to our workplaces, to our church, to our community. Friends, may we receive the words of Jesus at his resurrection this morning, where he says, "Go to the world around you as I came to you." Friends, that's our call. That's what it means to be a disciple. Even as these apostles were gathered, we are to go in his name to be a friend of Christ to the world around us. As I hear this commission of Jesus, this declaration of peace upon his people, I also hear this story of his gift to his disciples. Did you hear how our text began our gospel reading today? It said, while the disciples were in the room, I'm assuming that means the upper room, the same place where Jesus had gathered with them days before, right? It says, when they were gathered in the room, in the translation we received this morning, it said, and the doors were locked for fear of the Jews, Diane. That's the way that we heard the text begin this morning. And then John says that Jesus stood before them, showing them his hands and his side, that it truly was him. It wasn't a ghost. It wasn't a vision. It was the resurrected Messiah before them. And he offered them that peace. And the scripture said he breathed on them, right? He said, receive the Holy Spirit. And here's what happens. Stay with me here. Watch this. The scripture continues, and it says a week later, the disciples were once again in the upper room. The doors were closed, and Jesus appeared before them again. Something's missing. Did you hear it? This time it said, the doors were closed, but no mention is made of the doors still being locked. What's happening? What's happening in this text? What changed, Price? Do you think it was that the Jews just suddenly came to their senses and sent out an announcement, a press release, maybe a mass email, and said, hey, we no longer have a beef with the disciples. Everything's cool. Y'all don't have anything to worry about. I don't suspect that happened. So if we are to believe that they were still threatened, why were the doors no longer locked? What had happened? You see, what happened was Jesus anointed them and comforted them with the Holy Spirit. Friends, I pray that speaks to you on your journey today. You see, what I receive in that message, Jennifer, is this promise. And we need to hear this, church, that in Christ, the threats don't go away, right? The disciples still knew a threat. They still knew challenges. They still knew persecution, Pat. The church was still after them, or the people in the temple. We're going to face our own perils. Being people of Christ, we don't get to live in this broken world without knowing brokenness, right? We all have our sack that we have to carry every once in a while. Our ton of bricks. That burden that's bigger than us, that we need assistance. But that's where life in Christ makes all the difference. As Jesus anointed and gifted His disciples with the Spirit, friends, when we are in Christ, I believe this with every fiber in me, when we are in Christ, we too have access to the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and comfort us no matter what we face in this life. You see, that is the gift of resurrection that is beyond life and a promise of heaven and eternal glory. That promise of the resurrection is that the Holy Spirit journeys with us, church, even now. As we seek to embrace this call of Jesus today, as we seek to take on His commission to us to go make disciples, to live out my peace, to proclaim forgiveness, that we in doing that, friends, know a joy beyond anything else this world can give us. And that no matter what faces us in the future or even in the present, through the Holy Spirit, we are strengthened. And as we're strengthened together, may our unity help us to proclaim God's peace to all of creation. Amen. I invite you now, as we shared earlier,